Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The decision to rename Páirc Uí Chaoimh as Super Value Park has been paused following a huge backlash, including from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who said he was deeply disappointed and annoyed by the proposal. He also indicated that government may now need to change its policy when it comes to funding sports grounds, given that Páirc Uí Chaoimh was allocated millions in taxpayer money back in 2014. Well, I'm joined now by Elaine Loughlin, political editor at the Irish Examiner. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Claire.
So was this a tongue-in-cheek suggestion from Micheál Martin, you know, that we might be looking at a situation where future funding for GAA stadiums may come with conditions around naming rights?
Well, certainly he did seem quite annoyed and concerned around the development to rename Páirc Uí Chaoimh, obviously in his native city of Cork, to Super Value Park. Now, as you said, that decision has been put on hold for the time being. It's not completely off the table as of yet. But he did, in pointing to his dissatisfaction around this possibility, said that the government had allocated 30 million to that stadium and the state had never asked for any naming rights around that stadium or any other stadium. Now, It has to be said that the government perhaps is slightly different than a private entity that pumps money into a sporting body or sporting facility that probably is expecting something in exchange for that funding.
Yeah, it was a pivotal moment over the course of yesterday evening when Micheál Martin sent out that statement, because there had been a lot of noise about it over the course of yesterday, but his statement was very strong.
It certainly was, and I think you have to point back as well to last year as well, where the Taoiseach also got involved in another GAA controversy or scandal around the GAA Go, and this was where a number of games had been put effectively behind a paywall, and the Taoiseach again was very certain in his opinion on that and believed that important games should be free to air. And we actually, perhaps as a follow-on to that, saw yesterday in Cabinet Minister Catherine Martin bringing forward a list of 14 sporting events that are now up for discussion and out for public consultation that basically, I think she believes and the government believes, should be added to the list of free-to-air events that are widely available to the public, and the public should be able to enjoy free of charge. So this isn't the first row that Micheál Martin has got himself involved in around the GAA. He obviously is a keen GAA supporter, and of course his son plays for the County of Cork. But I think the GAA and certainly those members who attended that meeting in Cork last night would have been very aware of the comments made by the Taoiseach going into that meeting.
I'm sure. Now, the Dáil is having its first session of 2024 today, and the two bills to amend the Constitution will be debated. Is there concern in the government about these referendums, or how much weight is being placed on them?
Yes, I think there's probably now two schools of thought around those two questions that will be put to the people in March on International Women's Day. And they obviously address the Women in the Home clause in the Constitution and also the link between family and marriage that is in the Constitution. Now, some in recent weeks and months within the Cabinet have been expressing concerns that there is the possibility that this referendum or the two referendums will be perhaps hijacked by groups who want to make it into something that it is not about. And we've seen already quite testy exchanges when it comes to the issue of transgender and transgender rights, even transgender healthcare in this country. So there is a concern there and an awareness of the possibility of this being potentially hijacked. Now, the flip side of that is some people around Leinster House, both in opposition and government, are saying that perhaps it may be a damp squib, that we've seen with previous referenda that the public engagement hasn't really ramped up ahead of votes and there have been low turnouts in such votes, and that perhaps that may also jeopardise the outcome, because we know when there are low turnouts that the possibility of a referendum being passed diminishes. So there are two things that I suppose are on the minds of politicians in Leinster House.
There's another issue, of course, facing the government. That's the hate speech bill that was supposed to be finalised before Christmas. It didn't happen at that time. So what's the delay and where does it stand today?
Yes, and this is something that Justice Minister Helen McEntee has been pressing ahead with. It got stuck in the Seanad over the summer, and I think a number of senators, including, it has to be said, government senators, raised concerns around this bill. It was, I think there was a renewed focus put on it just before Christmas, with around the Dublin riots and all that happened there. And Minister Helen McEntee again reiterated that she will be pressing to get this bill passed. Now, she is on a time frame like all ministers now. We are looking down at an election, certainly within the next 12 months, but I think many in Leinster House will be saying that it'll be far sooner than that. I think an autumn general election is still very much what most people in politics believe.
We had Pascal. We had Pascal Donoghue Lane in the studio earlier this morning, and he said he believes that the issue of immigration will be a defining theme in Ireland this year. How worried would you say the government is about how all of this is playing out now around the country?
I think they're extremely concerned, Claire, and even today, around the Dáil, around Leinster House, as TDs and senators make their way back after the Christmas break, there is high security. Cordons are going up because we're expecting two protests, one either side of Leinster House today. And we've seen before Christmas, we had the arson attacks on that hotel in Galway. We had nasty scenes earlier on this week in Rosscrea. And people are, there is a genuine concern out there around the, you know, supports, both for those coming to communities and those already living in communities, healthcare, policing, and even kind of the leisure facilities. If private hotels are being taken over, that communities will lose out on, whether it's, you know, their the place to go for life events or even swimming pools and other leisure facilities. So the government is very conscious of this now. Unfortunately, it's not really an issue that can be solved overnight, because we are reliant on the private sector now, and it will take a long time to roll out state accommodation centres, state reception centres. And I know it's something that Minister Roderick O'Gorman is working hard on now, to come up with a revised white paper around that body of work that needs to be looked at and needs to be worked up on accommodation.
Elaine, thank you very much. Elaine Loughlin there, looking ahead at the resumption of the Dáil today.